Wendy.
I have a few concerns about the programming too, but I'm just going to email them to you. And this is my last LSB meeting, so I'm going to talk
as a public.
I'm not going to do that probably because I need a break anyway. So anyway, but thank you all for staying on. So Dr. Franklin, I'm very excited about the strategic plan idea, especially, having some people from the outside, but I hope you won't forget your own board who definitely should always be a part of that. You need buy-in from people here too. And there's so much that has gone on before you got here. So I was just wondering if you ever saw the strategic plan that this board did. I want to say, I don't know, 6 or 7 or 8 years ago, we did a strategic plan and we've done little ones here and there over the time. But do you have access to any of those documents?
No, I don't. And earlier I said that this is at this particular stage, this is just a draft. We're just in a draft stage right now. I've had some people from the outside. I've had a couple of board members here who've expressed some interest to give an input. So as I said earlier, regarding the draft, that we were going to draft something and then we take it to another level. Presumably that would be the board level where those individuals on the board would take the input that we have from this draft and then they would input their particular, fingerprints or whatever on it. And then we'd have a more responsible draft at that particular point in time. So it's not, to the detriment of the process that I'm not including, board members at this particular point in time. I'm including any individuals who have a love for this radio station, who is external to the radio station, but who have some input about going forward. And then we'll take their particular comments and share it with the board members. And then they'll be able to massage it in such a way that it'll be almost ready for public dissemination.
Okay. All right. That sounds good. It's been a pretty formal process in the past. So anyway, and then I'm excited that you're thinking CPB, but I just want to make sure that you understand that since there's one 501c3 for the whole network, that all five stations are all involved in that CSG grant. We can't get it by ourselves. So maybe you want to talk to Lydia or have, I don't know. Okay, good. That's all. I won't bother you, but I will email you because I've been around for a long time and I have a lot of insight that might help you not have to do the same work over and over again. And, you know, it might be helpful. Thank you very much.
Okay, one of the things that I've been seeing, and thank you guys very much for doing this, please put, if you want to talk in public comments, we're not there yet, but you need to put it in the chat that you want to be on the stack for public comments. I already have three people who have done that. Thank you very much for doing that. I don't know why I didn't think about that sooner, but oh well, never too late. So if you want to speak in public comments, you need to put your name in the chat. Venetia, where's Venetia?
Bill, I've been on the stack for about 20 minutes. Probably I've had my hand up for about 20 minutes.
Can you hear me?
Who's speaking?
Nicole Adams.
Hey, Venetia, that's you?
Yes.
Okay, go ahead, please, because you're the one who created this motion.
The one about the discussion, or is this in the media?
No, this is your discussion for 10 minutes.
This is public comment.
Okay.
No, we're not in public comment yet. Go ahead, Venetia.
Huh? Is public comment not supposed to be time certain 8 p.m.?
Yes. You know what? It bothers me when y'all don't... I said that I was pushing public comment back so that we could have the 10-minute discussion that was put on the agenda and approved at the beginning of the meeting. That is where we are right now.
Okay, that's fine. I don't mind starting the discussion. I'm mostly just, you know, Dr. Franklin, I know that you were not the one that made those choices, but certainly you have been made aware of the changes that happened. You know that it happened, like, for political reasons. You know that it was programmers of colors that were removed. You know that there was no formal process at all in the removal of these shows. No process. And so something needs to be done about it, like immediately. It's been kicked around too long. I think it's incredibly unfair to us programmers. It's just not fair. I was elected to represent the programmers at KPFT, and I will certainly continue to do that until I'm not on the board. And programmers of color at the station were not happy with that decision that was made, and it still hasn't been it still hasn't been rectified. Again, there was zero process in the removal of these shows. Zero process. And it's not fair to you. Certainly it's not fair to you that you have to deal with it, but the reality is you do have to deal with it. And at the moment, the way it's being dealt with is completely unfair to us. And, you know, you say that you are working towards making the station more friendly for people of color and more what it's supposed to be, which is representative of people of color, since we do live in Houston, which is majority black and brown people. But it doesn't really seem like with this situation you're doing that. Again, there was zero process in this, and I know that it was not your call, it was not your decision, but again, unfortunately, it is something that you have to deal with, and I don't feel like it's being dealt with fairly at this point.
Well, let's
anybody else on this topic?
This is Courtney. Am I allowed to speak, or is it
no,
only
not yet?
Okay. This is Lyndon for the pack. This is Lyndon for
go
the pack.
Go ahead, Lyndon. No, Bill.
Yes, I just like to say that part of the process is looking at how much revenue. Who is that?
I have no idea who it was, but just speak up, Linda.
Part of the process of evaluation is how much revenue shows bring in, and that is a very important part of public radio. As you well know, and some shows that lost their time slots just didn't have bring in any money. You know, $10 donation isn't going to cut it. Thank you.
Madam Chair, may I respond to that?
Okay, let me let Bill talk and then I'll let you respond.
Bill. Okay, well, of course, we actually have been talking about the program schedule for about the last 20 minutes anyway. So,
whatever.
But I appreciate Dr. Franklin trying to handle an almost impossible job. You can't make everybody happy, I know, but I really do appreciate getting a lot of the new
Bill,
shows
you need
on.
To shut up.
And,
say
and,
something.
Cut him! I will adjourn this meeting. Don't you ever tell anybody else to shut up.
And I do have some suggestions too, but I'll email them to you like Wendy was talking about. But I also like to point out Deb is on the call via my phone. So she's here.
Does she have something to say?
Don't know, Deb.
Okay.
Well,
let me see what's in this chat real quick.
But thank you, Dr. Franklin. I was just going to say though, hope that we'll get, you know, try to work when you can towards getting some more science and health shows also. I think that's something we've been lacking for some time.
All right, Venetia.
So regarding what Lyndon said, that's just not true. That was a quite deceptive thing to say. There was no process in the removal of these shows. There was no evaluation done. Zero evaluations were done on any of the shows before this change was made. So that's just not true. There was no process. There was no evaluation.
This is Susie.
We have about two more minutes in this discussion, and that is it. If you cannot say what you need to say in 30 seconds, then don't say it. Susie.
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I please be on the stack after Susie?
I got you, Sandra. Susie, Sandra, that's
thank
it.
You.
You have Captain Tom, Madam Chair.
No, that's in public comment. Go on, Sandra. I mean, Susie.
Susie. So, Lyndon, so what you're saying is if poor people don't have the money to send but $10, then they're not going to get representation? Even though having the program on may be used to satisfy the CPB requirements for a grant? Lyndon? I'm asking.
I said a show that only brings in $10 in a cycle is you can't support many of them, if any. $10 is just for total is ridiculous.
And how much money did you raise as a board member?
Madam Chair, Dwayne Lark.
Okay, Sandra was next.
Madam Chair, point of order.
Poor people will have no representation.
Point of order, Madam Chair.
Susie, we got the point. And these questions are for Dr. They really are for Dr. Franklin.
I'd like to bring something to your attention, Madam
Chair.
If in fact, this will be the last speaker, Sandra and Teresa has had an opportunity to ask questions during this session. I haven't.
Dwayne, why do you think I'm letting you talk?
I thought you called on Sandra is what I heard. So I just wanted to make that
go
clear.
Go ahead, Dwayne.
Okay, thank you. I don't mean to cause you any heartache, but since this is my last meeting, I want to make sure I get my words out. Now, Dr. Franklin, germane to the comments that Linda made, here's the concern some of us have continually had. What we do know, those of us who've been programmers for over 30 years of our lives, incidentally, I've never been a programmer on KPFT, is that music shows get support from the people that they play the music of and the venues that they always repeat and go to and the concerts of the concert producers and the concert performers. So they're going to get money easy. So when one like Lyndon and others try to compare public affairs shows and news shows and talk shows with not having that kind of payola kind of relationship, call it like it is unfair. And it also is not comport with the mission that I know, reading some of Lou Hill's writings, it was not supposed to be about how much money an entity raised. Lou Hill's idea was to bring in actors, non-professional actors, and do plays on radio and all that kind of stuff. Had nothing to do with how much money you raised. Now, I admit the fact that you have to have shows that are producing money in order to operate. But that should not be the highest criteria by determining if you have shows representing all of the needs of the community, all of the communities as well. Do you agree with that, or could you give me your response to that long statement I just made?
I agree. And one of the things that we do in looking at the totality of programming is that, as I've said, I want to give voice to the voiceless. I realize that not everybody can give $100, not even everybody can give $500. But I value that listener or that person who can give me $5 or a dollar. And that means as much to me as $1,000. Because again, it takes a universe of those $1 and those $5 and so forth to really help us to reach our goal. So I'm reflecting on a situation in Maryland. A person sent $5 and said that was all that she had, but she wanted to support the station, but that was all that she had. That meant more to us as a station, as a manager, as $500 and so forth, because we understand, at least I understand, that in our particular universe of listeners out there, that it takes all of those listeners giving us $1, $2, whatever they can to help to keep the station afloat. So when we look at over the last number of years, leaving $200,000+ on the table for not having our grant in order, that to me is a sin, and it's something that we should not allow to continue to persist. And if we're getting our grant dollars in here, that our public dollars go to support, if we get that money restored, then the dollar here, the dollar there, the $20 there, what would all help us to reach our goal. So I think what you're saying, Mr. Lark, is very important, that everybody, any amount of money that people can give us is a sufficient amount of money. And I don't look at a particular show not being able to compete with another show because one show may be 3 hours long, one show may be 1 hour long. And it's an unfair comparison, but what I want to do is basically get the money that we're leaving on the table so that we're not looking at pitting this show against that show and saying this show is bringing in more money than the other show. Therefore, the show that's bringing in more money should have more clout. I understand the argument. We're in a perfect environment that we work. However, we are not. And I think that those shows that are, that can produce dollars will produce dollars. I think sometimes we need to spend a little bit more time helping our programmers to understand ways in which they could make their shows a little better. And that's one of the things that, that I've tasked myself with doing. Additionally, we're going to get help from the, WPFW program director who's going to come down and help our programmers, to be more effective on air pitches. And she's promised to do that, in advance of our next membership drive. So we're going to be getting some help. So our programs who've not had that one-on-one type trainer, that's the training to help them to be better presenters, on air, will get that type of help. And I'm sure that we'll see our dollars from our programmers go up.
And Dr. Franklin, before you came, long before you came, KPFT lost, Pacifica lost CPP funding for a number of reasons. Principally, they lost their share of minority listeners at two stations and did nothing over 4 or 5 years to try to correct that or present a plan to correct and increase their listenership for minorities. And we're still not doing it. So we're still going to have a problem with CPB, even though we've gotten our audits together. We've gotten some of the other issues that they had a problem with us, but we haven't had CPB funding since 2016.
Yes. And the outreach is very important, which goes back to the point that Nancy was bringing up and others are bringing up. That's not lost on me in terms of how we put an effective outreach strategy. But again, listeners need to hear and know that we are actually making an outreach, a genuine effort to make them inclusive in terms of our program and our outreach objectives. And I think once we show a genuine effort in hearing, having those communities hearing themselves, their programming on the air, I think that's a good first and second and third step toward bringing in, those audiences that have not been, you know, included in our overall programming goal objective.
Okay. All right,
we're 14 minutes into this 10-minute discussion.
No. I wanted to present a motion before the discussion is over.
I'm getting ready to get to the motion that was approved in agenda. Now, do you want to say that motion?
No, I actually had a different motion I wanted to present regarding all of the shows that were unduly removed.
So we're not going to do the motion that we approved in the agenda?
I mean, that's the next thing. But regarding this discussion, before this discussion is over, before we move on to that motion, I would like to present a motion.
It's public comment.
Point of order. Point of order. Chair, may I state my point of order?
Go ahead.
I thought Sandra was on the stack.
I took everybody off the stack right now because I'm trying to move the meeting.
And we're way past
time.
Well,
you moved. You gave Dwayne her spot then?
Sandra did speak the first time.
Sandra has spoken.
I've never spoken. So
oh, my
fairness
God.
Is in order
here. Nerves with that going back and forth.
Fairness is in order here.
He
did speak.
When
he
said Sandra had spoken.
Yes.
Do you really have a problem with that?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I understood that I was recognized and I agree that I have already spoken. I do not wish to defer this meeting any longer. People will vote with their conscience, but I will say that as far as the listening community of KPFT and the Pacifica Foundation, the numbers, the memberships, the money has dropped.
Madam Chair, you're going to let us
we
speak
have
the second
relayed
time.
On, I get to talk. I get
point
to talk. Please don't interrupt
well,
me.
Of order,
this is not relevant to the discussion right now, Madam Chair.
Okay,
Madam Chair, I'm done.
Know,
this I'm done.
Right.
Y'all win. Y'all win. Go ahead.
Stop.
Madam Chair, with all due respect, I feel like we're talking about,
the lifeblood of KPFT. This is a very, very important issue. If we can just have five more minutes on this, I would like to present a motion.
Madam Chair, I suggest that we move on to public comments. We've spent enough time on this. And just to state, for those that continue to blurt out when someone is speaking, I'm informing you now, I will mute you. I will mute you. Please stop being rude.
Madam Chair,
Madam Chair, point of order.
I'm present, that's all.
Point of order. Are y'all gonna let me move the meeting or what?
Well, I think you need to make it very clear. Paula doesn't have the authority to mute people. You are the chair. You really don't have authority to mute people. But certainly someone who isn't the chair don't have
the
authority
the vice chair.
To mute people. So
she's
people should not exert
chair.
Authorities that they don't have.
Mr. Lord, I will mute you.
Well, that's because you
haven't you noticed she's got her own
yeah,
set of rules?
That's not right. I'm sorry. That's not right.
Well,
this is getting
you know,
confused.
What you all do is not right. You're rude. You're disrespectful. I mean, it's ridiculous.
I'm sorry. I've
totally
been an
ridiculous.
Unpaid programmer at this station for a decade.
I don't
so
care if you've been here for your life. I'm at the point
disrespect.
I'm sick of dealing with it.
No.
I'm sick of dealing with it. It's ridiculous how you all get on here and act. You act like children. I mean, this is just totally ridiculous.
I'm going to the
what
motions.
What you're doing is bad, too.
I'm going to the motions.
She's too silly to realize it because of her madness.
What did you say, Dwayne?
I said,
Madam Chair, I have a motion
that
I want to present before we move on.
She's doing
the same thing. I'll tell you what. I will end the entire meeting because at this point, I'm sick of dealing with the nonsense that you all are
talking about. Focus sick of you come talking to Nancy.
Well, I tell you what. Everybody, have a good night.
Nancy on the stack.
No, we're going to the motions that we agreed upon in the agenda that we voted on. Now, Venetia, you were part of, the only reason why I'm letting you do this motion was because your motion was to extend for 10 minutes to have a discussion with Dr. Franklin. What is the motion pertaining to that? Sweet and to the point. You have to unmute yourself. You have to unmute yourself.
Can you hear me?
Now I hear you.
Okay. My motion is that the shows that were removed with zero process be identified and put back on the air within a week. And this is in light of the recent changes that were made in the last week that Dr. Franklin made with knowledge of the undue removal of these shows.
Discussion about it. Bill, can you call a roll vote? We've been discussed it enough.
Okay, sorry, I was like, let me get my tally sheet here. Teresa Allen?
Teresa, yeah, no. Come on.
She's probably muted.
Can't hear you, Teresa. Adriana Casanave?
Everybody needs to unmute. Everybody.
Okay. Can't hear you, Adriana.
Can I hear the motion, please?
No.
Teresa, we got your vote. Adriana.
Okay, Adriana. Teresa votes no. Adriana, didn't hear you. Bill Crozier votes no. I think Marianne wanted the motion read again.
Yes.
You want to do that?
Well, can you do that, Bill?
Let's see. Actually, it'll take a minute to get back to that screen. Well, Venetia's was just to add a 10-minute discussion about the KPFT
no,
FM schedule.
No, not that motion. The one
oh, Nancy's.
She just made. No, the one
you know,
she just
well,
made.
Well, actually, I don't see it, and so I don't.
Okay, hold
I
on.
I heard
hold
it,
on.
But I don't have
Venetia,
it in writing.
Venetia, can you repeat that motion?
Yeah, I'll repeat it.
Thank you.
So in light of the recent schedule change that was just made by Dr. Franklin, who knew about the shows that were previously removed by David Bays with zero process.
That was not the whole motion, Venetia. I do kind of know what you said. I do kind of know what you said.
Hold on. That the shows, yeah, I got you. That the shows, that was the first part of it. That the shows that were removed with no process be identified and put back on the air within 1 week.
All right.
Can I amend the motion or?
No.
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 Yes, you can.
Madam Chair. I can.
She has a right to amend.
I think I can move to reword it to say that he contact those programmers within a week to negotiate the future. I don't think that it's realistic to pass a motion that he's just going to do something. The next step is to talk to them.
I second.
I agree, but
I second the amendment.
Okay.
Things out of order. If we have an amendment, then we all get to talk about it. You know, it's just like
that's what I'm saying. And all y'all want to do is talk, argue with everybody, call each other out of their names. You don't know how to talk to each other one on one. You just want to call each other out of their names, call each other names, blah, 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 blah. You
point
keep
of
going on and on and on and on.
Madam Chair, point of information, Sandy.
Go ahead, Sandy.
Yeah. We're considering a motion that deals with programming. Our bylaws say that the LSB is not responsible for programming. So is this motion not out of order? I think it would be. Or maybe.
Point of order, Nancy.
I agree.
Point of order, Nancy.
Yes, Nancy.
And Bill.
I'll remind the board that the LSB has duties. And in the bylaws, duty G, like ABCDF G, like George G, says that we are supposed to collaborate with management to make sure the programming is of ultimate quality. And so okay, that's enough. I think you understand.
We shouldn't order him around.
Sandy is Bill from Stack.
You're waiting to the stack.
I'd also like to get on stack, please, Chair.
Marianne,
so y'all gonna discuss this for another hour, huh?
And I would ask Darrell to write it in the chat for everybody, her amendment.
Dwayne, how many times have I done that and who follows it?
Madam Chair, this is Sandra. I would like to call for orders of the day. I was accused of speaking multiple times, but yet other people have spoken multiple times. They are nailing this into the ground and nothing productive is coming of it. So I would like to move on. So I'm calling for orders of the day.
Thank you. We were in the middle of a vote. I don't care whether it's lawful or not. We're going to have the vote. It'll be on record. Y'all can debate it later. Can you finish the call, Bill?
We're voting on.
Okay. So not the amendment, the original motion.
Chair,
okay.
We're voting on the amendment, Darrell's amendment, which we have not seen. Darrell, could you please write it in the chat for the secretary and the LSB?
And that's a different, every time you have
the chair run the meeting, please.
Every time. She called for orders of the day. The orders of the day where we were in the middle of having a motion. We were in the middle of a motion before the amendment.
Amendments are taken first.
Point of information, Madam Chair, Adriana.
Go ahead, Adriana.
You allow Darrell to go in and she had the right, like everybody else, to make an amendment, and that was presented and seconded.
Amen.
I don't know. I just arrived a few minutes ago, but the first thing that I heard.
I know.
Was just that.
I know.
Can't do it in the middle of
I did believe that if she make a motion, people can vote it down if they don't want it. You know, but we have the right to present an amendment. and was an amendment and was seconded.
Okay, can we vote on this amendment and keep on moving?
And it can be a discussion on it.
See, and it's written in the chat now.
Jesus.
Chair, you need to read it so that people who are joining my telephone know what we're voting on.
You read it. I'm not reading anything.
Read it, Nancy. You said it
was in the chat. You said it was in the chat. Everybody can read it.
No, the people by telephone cannot see it, the chat.
May I read my amendment?
Go ahead. It was your amendment.
No, I don't care if there's any discussion. I think it's pretty obvious. But I would just like to read my amendment, which is my proposed amendment, which is I would like to amend the motion to say that the GM, having new information, should speak with the programmers whose programs were cut within 1 week.
That's
a realistic action to ask. Putting the program back on the show is not realistic, so I'm trying to make the motion possible.
And that's a suggestion, so no problem.
Any other discussion?
Bill, just clarification. This is a substitute, I guess, right? It substitutes for the whole motion. Okay.
Yes. Well,
it's an amendment.
Okay.
That's the same thing.
I meant it to be, instead of putting the shows back on the air, that he talked to the program.
Collaboration was your word that you changed. Yes.
Substitute replaces the original motion.
Okay. I was making an amendment.
Just for the secretary in the minutes.
You're making a substitute, so it replaces the first one.
Okay.
Bill, for the request. Secretary, question. Can Darrell please email the whole amended motion the way you would like it so we all have a record and I can put that in the minutes correctly? Bill. The chat goes away at the end of the meeting. I don't want to make sure I get it.
No, she does. No, it doesn't. Just
a picture of it, Bill.
Paula, send you a copy of it.
Well, oh man.
I don't want to get hung up on rules, but we do have a rule that motions are supposed to be sent by email, just so we have a record.
Okay. Yes, we do.
It's supposed to be at 8:00.
Yeah, I think we know what we're voting on. So can we take the roll in on the Darrell's amendment or substitute?
Go ahead.
Okay.
If they let you do it.
Okay. Teresa Allen? Can't
Teresa, hear you, Teresa, you're muted.
So the motion now is to have the general manager talk with these people. We're correct?
Yes.
I say yes.
Teresa votes yes. Adriana Casanave?
Yes.
Adriana votes yes. Bill Crozier abstains. Ellen and Foley?
Pass.
Bob Gartner?
You're muted, Bob.
Can't hear you.
I don't know what we're voting on.
Darrell's amendment.
I vote for it.
Okay, Bob votes yes. Patrick White?
Can't hear I don't
Patrick.
Think he's here.
Wally James? He was on earlier, but okay. Wally?
Yes.
Wally votes yes. Yes. Dwayne Lark?
Dwayne votes yes.
Mike Lewis?
Yes.
Mike votes yes. Marion Martinez?
No.
Marion votes no. Paula Miller?
Paula.
You're muted, Paula. Susie Moreno?
Paula.
I'll come back to her. Susie Moreno?
No.
Susie votes no. Venetia Patel Adams?
No.
Venetia votes no. Sandra Rolline?
I vote yes.
Sandra votes yes. Darrell Robbins?
Yes.
Okay, Darrell votes yes. Nancy Sabara Naratomi?
Yes.
Nancy votes yes. Wendy Schrell?
If you guys want to keep managers around, you got to quit telling them what to do. I vote no.
Wendy votes no. Deb Shafto?
No.
Okay, Deb votes no. Richard Giselle, are you on? I don't think so. Rita Washington, I don't think she's on either.
She's not on.
I am on.
Hi, Rita.
I just refuse to.
to deal with incompetence, ignorance, and all the things that were going on tonight. But okay, I'm voting no on that particular motion. Thank you.
Okay, Rita's
voting
no.
Thank you, Rita.
Sandy Weinman?
No.
Sandy votes no. Ted Weiskel?
Yes.
Ted votes yes. Egberto Willis, are you on? Don't see you. By the way, Bill Crozier's going to change my vote from abstain to no. Lennon Foley, do you wish to vote?
I'll vote no.
Lennon votes no. Patrick White? Misread the people that didn't hear or who passed. So speak up if you want to vote. Patrick Hoyt, Paula Miller.
Wish not to vote.
Not voting? Okay. Richard Giselle, Egberto Willis.
Dwayne Lark seeks to change his vote.
Okay, Dwayne. Yes.
I vote okay. Yes.
Okay, Dwayne changes from yes to no. Oh, you already were yes.
Actually, I said no, but for the record, I'm a yes. Oh.
Okay. Yes. Well, sorry. All right. So let me count.
I'd like to also change my vote to yes, if it's the time.
Okay.
Mr. Secretary Rita Washington.
Yes, Rita.
Okay, I think I misunderstood what was going on. My vote is going to be yes. Thank you.
Okay, so Rita votes yes. And I got my initial change to yes. Okay, good thing I do this in pencil. Okay, let me count then the votes. Well, yes. Seven no. Madam Chair, do you wish to vote?
No. I mean, I'm not voting.
Okay. Okay, seven yes, 12 no. So the amendment is approved. Now we need to vote on the amended motion.
No, it was a substitute motion. So we don't vote on the original.
No, we're not voting on the original.
Okay.
All right. The other motion on the floor. Venetia, do you want to say it?
Madam Chair, I know the other one was technically an amendment, but would it be okay if we kept the first part of the wording and I can send it to the chat? If we kept the first part of the original motion that points out, or just for the record, because the shows were removed with no process, and I really want that to be on the record.
Okay,
and
that's
in
fine.
Motion.
That's that fine. Was
my- okay, I'll send it to the chat right now. Thank you.
All she changed was collaboration instead of making him do it. She just changed the wording.
Yeah.
We're way over time, by the way, for this item.
And I'm done with this. Because okay. Now I'm finna move on to public comments. I hope there's no discussion about that.
Uh-huh.
All right, it is now 8:43. That means we're going to be in public comment to 9:15. PK was the first one to put her name down. PK, are you there?
I am here. And, you know, trying to get participation and knowing that our membership keeps dwindling because we don't work together really breaks my heart. And it continues to break my heart because I'm a champion of building bridges and not walls, and that's not something that I play with. It's the reason that I've been a part of the CAB all of this time, because that was the place, or that is the place, where listeners and programmers can come and have a conversation where we get stuff done. We're planning on doing a town hall meeting in January, and the town hall meeting will be about anti-discriminatory and anti-racist platforms that help KPFT and Pacifica to create policies and procedures that are anti-discriminatory and anti-racist. And look, I hear a lot of microaggressions, and I realize that people get really, really upset. But microaggressions are like kind of being pinched and then saying, what I do? And then there's gaslighting, blaming victims for their problems. It is not about money. If we were getting CPB funding and we had a membership that was more than about 4,000 people or less than 4,000 people, there would be no problems about shows that don't raise the kinds of money but have an audience of people like maybe it's supporting resources for children, you know, because do you realize that in HISD and Fort Bend County ISD that there are kids who are not ready for this year that they're in. It's like having testing only. We've done one anti-racist program that was led by me. And what happened was there was only about one or two white people that went like, yeah, we've got to deal with this. And the rest of you are, I don't have a problem. I'm not racist. I'm not bigoted. I don't have biases that continue to plague this network. If you want the station to really succeed, work on yourself. Work on yourself. At this time, you know, there are people that are looking for media that they can trust. That they can trust that can be their go-to. And I'm not just talking about news. I'm talking about all the ways in which media works for communities. I'm just not going to sit idly by and not say what the problem is. I'm sorry that you don't want to be addressing anti-racist and anti-discriminatory platforms, but they exist. I don't go around thinking that I'm a victim because I'm not a victim, but I do know when people are trying to victimize me and others. And if we had it as policies and procedures, then number one, it never would have happened that 22 shows got canceled. It wouldn't have happened because it was a policy and a procedure. And if somebody tried it, there would have been a response to it. So I don't know what to say to you. You know, there are people who basically say to me, leave that station alone. It doesn't want to get better. It doesn't want to change its mind. You've got people that are looking out for their own interest. And that is going to be at our peril. When people were running for office, I asked every one of them, will you agree to creating an anti-racist and anti-discriminatory platform? And only the new people said yes, and the rest of you didn't. So it makes me think that you really don't want to look at the racist behavior that permeates through KPFT, and you don't want to fix it.
Okay,
The meeting for the CAB, Nisi, is next Saturday at 3:00 Central Time, 4:00 Eastern Time. We're going to be electing officers. Hopefully I will not get elected as an officer anymore.
Where is it going? But oh, it's going to be on Zoom.
It's going to be on Zoom, so you can go to kpftx.org. And I'm going to ask you that if you aren't willing to talk about anti-racist and anti-discriminatory platforms for our town hall meeting in January, don't get on the call. Don't get on the call with gaslighting and microaggression. I'm going to call it out. Thank you.
All right, Mo. Okay, moving along, Captain Tom.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Thank you, Madam Chair. Unfortunately, once again, I did not get elected to this board. And I ran for this board with good intentions. Also like to point out that once again, we're back at arguing and fighting and disagreeing. Why can't we all get along? Why? Why can't we work together as a team? Why does KPFT radio station have to suffer? Why do our listeners have to suffer? also like to point out that Dr. Franklin does not have a program director. So he is basically by himself. Everybody's trying to help him, but still, where's our program director? If you want your program to be aired on the air, then work with Dr. Franklin, not against him. Work with your chair. Work with your vice chair. Work with other people on the board. This is wrong. We are going to be in 2022, and we're going to have new members on the board. Hopefully that will, you know, change things. But I'm still going to stay where I am, and I'm still going to support KPFT. That's all I have to say.
Okay, Akua.
Thank you. Good evening to everyone, and I know it's been a difficult night, but this is what happens when there's dysfunction, and basically the time we spent, or you guys have spent, discussing programming is because this was done in a vacuum without full disclosure. And I heard someone, or I read something in the chat about board members aren't supposed to help with programming, this, that, and the other. And yet I recall Bill Crozier stating on one of the board members that it was him. He was the one that advised Bayes what shows to take off. So if board members are not supposed to be directing the managers, then I suggest that that goes across the board, even to people who state in a board meeting that they were the ones who helped a manager decide what programs to take off the air. Moving forward, I'd like to also acknowledge that if you look at the metrics for the shows that were replaced with all the programs that were taken off and the shows that were put on the air, those shows didn't do anything financially. They didn't add value to the station. And as V said and others have said, there was no thought process. There was nothing. And I would, you know, I think it's safe to say that that move was done to silence black and brown voices so that we would not have an impact in this election. So for those of you who had, you know, your private meetings and your sidebar meetings away from the board meetings, congratulations for being destructive and really causing this very extended conversation that we're having tonight about trying to reinstate some of these shows and programs that were wrongfully taken off the air, and programs that were important to the Latino community, important to the black community, especially when we look at what's happening on the border between Texas and Mexico. When all hell broke loose, none of those shows were there to address what was happening on the border. So, Dr. Franklin, thank you for the effort. I do have a question. I kind of chimed in, and I heard you say that someone named Mr. Willis was assisting you with programming. I didn't get the person's full name, and I will email you. You had suggested that maybe some other folks could chime in and help. But I really think the people that can help best with programming ideas are the people that serve their communities, not a person who doesn't even know what's happening. And I can't tell you what's happening in the Arab community. I don't know, but I know people who are in those communities. I can't tell you what's happening in some of the other BIPOC communities, but there are people that know what's happening in those communities. So I wouldn't expect for one person to, across the board, be competent enough to suggest what programs stay on or off. So I hope that this process is a process where, as you know, the shows that were impacted, that they can participate. So thank you for raising this issue. Again, it was painful to listen to the board members kind of fall out about this, but I don't really think it's your fault. I think when we look at the structure and the policies and the lack of respect for the mission and the policies of Pacifica, that's where the fallout happens, because there are two sets of rules. There are rules for people who break them, spend our money, spend $2,500 on programming, and lie and say Lupita is on the air and Lupita wasn't on the air, lie and say Rourke is on the air and Rourke wasn't on the air. That is the problem. People squandering our money in the name of preserving white supremacy. Thank you.
Rad Rich.
And Bill, can I say something since my name was mentioned and I'd like to correct something that was said?
Come on, Bill. Can you just hold on, okay? Let me get through all this. Right. Rad. All right. Sam Arsa. Sam. Sam. He said he couldn't unmute. Okay, keep trying. Let me know when you do. Mo. Mo.